Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And as the lights on what is now the Christmas wreath that have changed from being with several colors in it now to completely white, as they are being lit, we welcome you to our Christmas morning service. It's good to have you with us this morning. In the midst of some services that we've had, they've just been wonderful services for those of you that were able to join us for at least one of those, you do know that. But we have another special service on our way this morning. This service, by the way, is for those of you that were part of our Advent Wednesday nights where we had the meals. There was the theme of the Advent season was God with us. And the culmination of that service, Emmanuel has come, is what we're going to be doing as a part of today's service. And so we thank you for joining us. Just a quick note, the office is closed tomorrow. The way that church offices work, it's better that we have our staff in on Christmas Eve and then we take the day after Christmas off. So everything will be closed tomorrow, and then this weekend, we're going to have the regular, everything as we usually do. And in fact, the theme this weekend is going to be the end of the year. We're not going to have a New Year's Eve service or just next Monday night or something on New Year's Day. So everything we're going to do, we'll just do as a part of our Sunday worships this coming weekend. So I had a couple people that were asking me last night, sometimes we can get the calendar for the month of January out. We pretty much have got things ready to go, but the calendar will not be released until this coming weekend. So as you arrive this weekend, everything you need, because January is going to get very busy on us very quickly. As you are able, please stand. We make our beginning this morning in the name of the triune God who has given us life, has brought the light of life into our lives, and now prepares us for life eternal, the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Let your light scatter the darkness. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. The Lord has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Friends, we hear from Holy Scripture, the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. The world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. As people who believe on his name, let's ponder our lives and our sins before him who was sent to take them all away, beginning with a moment of silence. Jesus, the Word made flesh, you dwell among us, but how can we continually abide in your dwelling? For we are sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Almighty God in his mercy has given the gracious gift of his Son to be born into this world, wrapped in our flesh, to live a perfect life we can never attain, and to give his life as a perfect sacrifice that for his sake he forgives you all your sins. Christ was born to live among us, to die for us, and to rise in victory for us. He was given and born as our Savior to forgive. Therefore, as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty God, you make this day to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we know the mysteries of that light on earth, wrapped in infinite love, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Who publishes peace? Who brings good news of happiness?
Who blesses salvation? Who says to Zion, your God reigns? The voice of your watchmen. They lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Our second lesson comes from the letter to the Hebrews, from the very beginning of the letter that will include a rather familiar passage that we find ourselves speaking not long after this scripture lesson. Indeed, my friends, the sun is the radiance of the glory of God. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. And now, the good news for Christmas, the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, our Savior and King. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made widely known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and he shall be our peace. Friends, the remarkable news, God is with us, lives in our hearts on this day. May that news be what guides our lives, be what directs our hearts, be what moves forward with our hands and our feet, and grants unto us a life that is dedicated to him who gave his life for us, who came into this world as one of us. You may be seated. Well, friends, the day has arrived. That day that is one of the days that we look forward to every single year. An absolutely delightful day that we could only hope is going to be accompanied by the weather, bright sunshine, whatever it is. But it kind of beckons the question, what is this day for us? Is this day a beginning? Is this day in the middle of something? Or is this day pretty much an end? I don't know that any of us want to admit the latter of the three, that today is kind of an end. I mean, not ending when our worship ends by all means, but once Christmas is over, well, in our society today, Christmas is over. I fully expect that by the end of this week, a lot of the Christmas lights that have been put up, even as we have now just now finally arrived, where the celebration really is to begin, a lot of those lights are already going to be down. Some of the presents that have been opened, especially amongst children, are things that are already going to be broken. Maybe you knew that feeling as a young child yourself. I even remember when we were at my maternal grandmother's house. In one year, a present that she opened up, and it was for, she said it was for all the children, but it wasn't for any of them to take home. And sure enough, it was this little game that involved these toy soldiers and these little plastic cannons that had these things. You basically set the soldiers up like pins and tried to knock them down. And what was remarkable about that, she got it for everybody, that whenever they came to her house, that was something that they could play with. I was 6 years old when she brought that out for all of us. She passed when I was 37. And 31 years later, the question was asked, what are we going to do with it now? Who gets it? Why? Because not one piece of that set, and it was all plastic, not one piece of it had broken. Despite all the use and probably more than a little bit of misuse, every piece was still there and working the way it was supposed to 31 years later. How often do you get toys like that? But we have something that lasts even longer. And hopefully, this is not an end for us. It would also be easy to say, is this a beginning? And it used to be that Christmas was almost treated like a beginning. Years and years ago, the Advent season was set almost like a second Lent. You almost needed special dispensations so you could have a children's Christmas program the night before Christmas. And you didn't dare have anything before that. Very idea, Christmas was supposed to begin on Christmas morning. Well, a lot of people waited a long time and prepared themselves in so many ways for the coming of Christ. And even though what we're waiting for is a little bit different, we are waiting for his return again. Why should we be any different? Why should we wait? And so, I mean, they have completely changed the focus of the Advent season. And as you see Advent just kind of folding itself into Christmas as it has this morning, what a joy it is now to realize that while we have been preparing ourselves with different kinds of celebrations, we're preparing ourselves for the best of the best. Because then what's left is something that we're right smack in the middle of. That almost sounds a little disappointing. For one thing, we'd like to think that, because if you're in the middle of something, that kind of means, well, what's the big deal then about today? Maybe there was something special about the beginning and special about the ending, but the middle of it? But it doesn't decrease even slightly just how special this day really is. Oh yes, we are in the middle of something. We have already seen a Savior born into this world. We have already seen the angels that appeared to shepherds and the shepherds who came praising, who went and made widely known the saying that was told them concerning his child. We have already seen magi that followed a star. We have already seen a Savior that had to be taken in the middle of the night down to Egypt to get away from the edict of Herod, to have all of the baby boys in the region around Bethlehem slaughtered so that he could, at least he thought, get rid of what he perceived as a rival king. And we have seen the Savior who came into the world. We have seen him die on the cross so that we might have life. We've seen all that. It's all a part of what is taking place, and the celebration continues. And that's what makes today so very special. Because we can look back and see what the Savior was for us. This Christmas is special because it is the time that we're reminded that today is a day like no other. God came into this world as one of us. If ever there was something worth celebrating, even if there was a celebration last year and there'll be another one next year, today is worth celebrating like no other day. But it's a celebration that shouldn't stop with today. I think some of you are acquainted with the fact that there are a number of things that follow right after Christmas. And no, I'm not necessarily talking about how it just so happens that Christmas falls exactly 1 week before New Year's Day, but you look, whether you want to look at the world calendar, tomorrow, for example, although it's pretty much ignored in this country, tomorrow is every bit as much of a holiday in certain countries as today is in our country. And in those countries, tomorrow is called Boxing Day. How many of you have never heard of Boxing Day? It wouldn't surprise me if there's a few. Boxing Day is a day where, in the midst of some things, like for example, in the service, this would be the day when the officers and the enlisted people would trade places. It was a day where in households, the servants and the heads of the household would trade places, where the heads of the household would actually, to show their gratefulness for the coming of the newborn king, would take on the role of the servants and actually let the servants enjoy the benefits of what that day was all about. Boxing Day is actually a day when I lived up along the Canadian border and I had to learn all about Boxing Day because Canada celebrates it. All the malls and all the stores are closed every bit as much as they are on Christmas. And people take that celebration most seriously. Usually, even in households where there's no servants, where it's just children, somehow they will arrange for some things where everybody can be safe for sure, where the chores that are usually placed upon children now are going to be done by the adults. While the children are given a couple of things that shows just what it is, what it means to be an adult. All in all, there's only one day, and it's one of those days that is served very well. But it reminds us that a Savior came into this world, even though he was God himself, and every one of us, every knee should bow, and every tongue proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we will. Still, he did not come for the purpose of us doing that to him. He came to serve us. And so, as these celebrations continue, we are right in the middle where we have the opportunity to continue to show by our lives, by everything that we do, regardless of what happens to the presence, to the lights, to the family that must go back home, or in some cases, for us who are away from home, who must unfortunately return back to our lives, to children who at some point now are going to enjoy a few days off, but at some point must get back to school, to all of us in our various vocations who understand that the Lord has put us into this world for a reason. Our Lord and Savior came in. He was given so many names: Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the list goes on and on. And what he did was he came into this world to share the moments of forgiveness and salvation with each one of us, and that's something that doesn't change. Almost any place you want to go, including, as I learned the very first time my son came down here a couple of years ago, even most of the golf courses today, although most of the places are closed today, God's salvation is not closed. And no matter how many people come and worship him, if the church could not hold all the people that are going to be coming, and we have to have almost services by the hour, and there are still countries where that is almost always the case, where on Christmas morning they have to have worship many times over because there are so many people. But even if that's not our particular reality, those of us that are here have a chance to see that this is our Savior. This is what Jesus has done for us. And as we conclude, where indeed God is with us because Emmanuel has come, it puts us not at the beginning of something that's never happened before, and certainly not at an end. Friends, tomorrow the celebration of Christmas continues. And the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, because Emmanuel has come. God is with us, and he is going to stay with us in faith, in love, in his word, in his body and blood, and in the life that he gave so that we can have life. A blessed Christmas to you all. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, let's receive our offerings. And if you've not had the opportunity to fill out the Faith Fellowship cards and the racks in front of you, please do so. You can the ushers can collect them also at the end of the service. In our prayers, we also remember the people in the nation of Indonesia who, unfortunately, for the second time in the last 15 years, have suffered a tragedy by tsunami that has killed literally thousands of people. Our church is going to also be involved in some of the relief efforts for that. And so please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen as we pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God Almighty, we come before you on this most precious day, awed at the wonder and majesty of what you have done for us by coming to us literally, God with us. Yes, the Savior of the nations has come, and with joy we greet our newborn King this day. Let the proclamation of his birth sound forth throughout the world. Give to your church all people who have the zeal to proclaim the good tidings of his birth, which is for all the people. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. In the birth of your Son, you have signaled the beginning of a new creation. While we still live in a world that is torn by the ravages of sin, we know that the final victory is yours. So watch over and keep safe all of those people who are serving to protect and defend the freedoms we hold so dear, who serve as emergency workers, and all whose vocations make them absent from their families this day so that they can look out for the well-being of our families. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In the birth of your Son, you have visited and redeemed your people. Continue to visit those who are lonely, sick, weary from what life has given to them, troubled in the midst of sorrows, or even near death. Bless those affected by the tsunami in Indonesia and other events that make this time far less festive than Christmas should be. Let your presence be a comfort to them. Give them perseverance until that time you grant healing, relief, and deliverance. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In the birth of your Son, you have made a new family out of all humanity. So keep us ever mindful that Jesus is indeed for all people, giving us opportunity to tell others of his coming so that they can join in the praise of your holy name. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In the birth of your eternal Son, who is of one substance with you, you visited mankind, and so your eternal Godhead is bound to the body and blood he gives us in the sacrament of the altar. Grant faith to all who receive this gift so that with sins forgiven and love strengthened, they can serve their neighbor in joy. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And when the next slide comes up, we will be singing. The music will start automatically. The Lord's Prayer sung to the tune of O Holy Night.
Our Father God, who lives and reigns in heaven, oh, may your name be kept holy and blessed. Your kingdom come, your will be done among us. Give us this day all of our daily bread. Forgive our sin as we forgive each other. Keep us from evil. Help us not to stray. Your kingdom reigns. Your power, it has no ending. Your glory divine. Father, Son, and Spirit one. Our God forevermore. Amen, amen. Your kingdom reigns. Your power, it has no ending. Your glory divine. Father, Son, and Spirit one. Our God.
The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. May the everlasting peace of the Prince of Peace be with you always.
May his peace be with you also.
You may be seated. Bulletins, we go to the backside cover of the folder, and for the closing unison prayer and benediction, it's also up on the screen. Please stand as we pray together. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may free us to always love and serve you and the people you have made part of your precious family, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may God Almighty, the Father who gave us his Son for the life of the world, the Son born of Mary and laid in a manger, who has revealed to us God's grace, mercy, and love, and the Holy Spirit by whose blessed work in us we are seen to be God's true children, bless you today, throughout this season, and into the new year, and forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.